Hey everybody, and welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into something pretty cool today, called Back to Front.
Okay.
And when you first hear that, you think, okay, is that a company
Right.
or a product or some sort of thing that you can buy?
Yeah.
It's not, it's really more of a philosophy. It's a
Interesting.
way of looking at ourselves and the world around us in a completely different light
Yeah.
and flipping the script on expectations and finally seeing the real you.
It's amazing how often we look outwards for validation.
Right.
You know, we are constantly bombarded by these messages about who we should be and what we should achieve, even how we should feel.
Absolutely.
Back to your front encourages us to just hit pause on all that noise and ask, hold on, who am I really at my core? And what if the world's expectations just don't fit?
Yeah, it really is like we're trying to squeeze ourselves into this mold that wasn't made for us. And
Exactly.
it's exhausting. I remember when I was younger, I was trying so hard to fit in with a certain group, and I changed my style, my opinions, everything. It was like looking into one of those funhouse mirrors,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
a totally distorted version of myself.
Right.
And it just left me feeling so empty because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I think that back to front is all about ditching that funhouse mirror and seeing ourselves authentically.
Absolutely. I think that feeling of being squeezed into the wrong mold is something that so many of us experience.
For sure.
And Back to Front's core belief is that the world often acts as this mirror,
Okay.
reflecting back all these opinions and expectations that can really distort our self-image.
Yeah.
And the real danger is that these external influences can lead us to live lives that aren't truly our own.
It's true.
What if we just stopped trying to please everyone else and started living a life that truly resonates with our own values? Think about the possibilities when you're not constantly seeking approval from the outside world.
So how do we find that, you know, if we ditch that distorted mirror, how do we find the real one? The one that reflects our genuine selves. That feels kind of daunting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
Well, that's where Back to Front gets really interesting.
Right.
It's not just about recognizing the problem, but it's about giving you those steps to create change.
Okay.
It's about shifting from that constant need for external validation to a place of inner power.
I like that.
And they actually offer a framework for this called personal autonomy.
Okay, personal autonomy. Break that down for me. What does that look like in practice?
It's about recognizing that your own values, your motivations, and aspirations are the most reliable compass that you have.
Got it.
Imagine having the confidence to make choices based on what truly matters to you, even if those choices go against the grain of what everyone else is doing.
Right.
What if instead of chasing society's definition of success, you define it for yourself?
That would be incredibly empowering to feel confident in your own choices, even if they don't fit the norm. But I think some people might hear personal autonomy and think it sounds kind of selfish.
Right.
Like, what about considering the people around you, your family, your community? Does Back to Front address that at all?
Absolutely. Back to Front isn't about becoming indifferent to the people in your life.
Okay.
It's actually the opposite.
Okay.
It's about building stronger, more authentic relationships based on mutual respect and understanding.
I see.
Imagine having the courage to have those tough conversations, to set boundaries, and to express your needs in a way that honors both yourself and the people you care about.
So it's not about isolating yourself. It's about becoming more secure in who you are so that you can show up authentically in all your different relationships.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But let's be real. Even if you're convinced that this back to front thing is for you,
Yeah.
where do you even start?
Right.
It feels like this massive undertaking to suddenly shift your entire perspective.
And that's why Back to Front provides a whole roadmap, not just a vague philosophy.
Okay.
They break it down into five specific frameworks to guide you on this journey.
Okay.
We've already touched on personal autonomy, but they also emphasize critical thinking, societal clarity, exploring new perspectives, and designing a resonant life. Each of these frameworks builds on the others, creating a comprehensive approach to personal growth and empowerment.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's dive into those frameworks one by one.
Yeah.
Starting with critical thinking, what's the back to front take on that? What does it look like in action? Give us some concrete examples of how it can help us on this journey
Okay.
of turning those looking glasses around.
Yeah. So we were talking about how crucial it is to feel empowered to make your own choices, you know, even if those choices don't line up with what's maybe expected of you.
Right. And how personal autonomy isn't about just being selfish, but more about making our relationships even stronger by really being true to ourselves.
Exactly.
So let's dig into that first framework you mentioned, critical thinking.
Okay.
How does Back to Front approach this, and how does it help us turn those looking glasses around?
They say we're constantly bombarded with all these messages about how we should live our lives.
Right, right.
But what if those shoulds aren't actually serving us? What if they're just these limiting beliefs that we've absorbed from society without even realizing it? Critical thinking is all about questioning those assumptions.
Yeah, cool.
The ones imposed by the world around us, and even the ones that we've internalized, you know, over time.
So it's not just about blindly accepting everything we're told.
Right.
It's more about taking a step back and asking, wait, is this actually true? Mm-hmm. Or is it just a societal norm that I have never really stopped to think about?
That's it. And they actually give you a ton of resources to help you with that.
Okay.
Like their blog has articles that break down these common societal narratives.
I see.
Like the one that says you need a high-paying job to be successful.
Right.
They help you to see those underlying messages and biases that might be influencing you without you even realizing it.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's like they give you a toolkit to deconstruct those expectations, and you can decide for yourself what actually resonates with your values.
But even if you start to question those societal expectations, it can still be so hard to shake that feeling of meeting validation from others.
Right.
Like, even if I know that a high-paying job isn't the only measure of success,
yeah,
I might still feel pressured to pursue it because it's what everyone around me seems to expect.
Of course.
How does Back to Front help us get over that?
That's where personal autonomy comes in.
Right.
Which is really about recognizing that your internal compass, your values and motivations are way more reliable than any external measure of success.
Okay.
And they help you connect with that inner compass by providing tools like, you know, guided meditations.
Oh, cool.
They even have quizzes to help you identify your core values.
I like that.
So once you have a solid understanding of those values, you can start making choices that truly align with who you are, even if they go against what society expects.
So it's not just about saying, okay, I reject how society defines success. It's about really actively figuring out what success means to you.
Yes.
And using that as your guide.
Precisely. And that can be so empowering.
I bet.
You know, imagine having the confidence to go for a career path that might not be, you know, traditionally prestigious, but it brings you so much joy.
Yeah.
Or to choose a lifestyle that prioritizes your well-being over what society expects.
Right.
It's about reclaiming your power to design a life that reflects your own unique values and aspirations.
Okay, so critical thinking helps us question those societal shoulds.
Yeah.
And personal autonomy helps us tap into that inner compass of ours.
Right.
But even if we're doing all that, there are still those sneaky societal pressures that we might not even realize are there.
Oh, totally.
Those unspoken rules and biases that shape our views without us even knowing it.
Absolutely.
How does Back to Front handle that?
That's where societal clarity comes in.
Okay.
It's about understanding those often hidden forces that shape our choices and behaviors.
Interesting.
They go deep into societal trends, cultural norms, those unspoken expectations, and they really pull back the curtain on those mechanisms that are influencing our thoughts and even our sense of self. For instance, they have this fascinating research on how gender roles can have a real impact on our choices, even in our careers and relationships.
So it's like becoming aware of those invisible strings that are kind of pulling us in different directions.
Yeah.
And once you see them, you can actually choose whether to let them control you or not.
Exactly. Back to Front really empowers you to make informed choices about how you engage with society rather than just accepting whatever the status quo is.
Okay.
You can challenge those norms. You can redefine success for yourself and create a life that feels authentic to you, even if it looks different from what everyone else is doing.
That's so important because when you don't realize those forces are even at play.
Right.
It's easy to think there's something wrong with you for not fitting in.
Yeah.
But Back to Front helps you see that it's not about being broken. It's about recognizing those outside influences and choosing how you respond to them.
It's about taking back your power.
Yeah.
And it's not about becoming a hermit and rejecting society completely. It's more about engaging with the world in a more conscious and deliberate way.
I see.
It's about choosing the parts of society that resonate with you and creating your own path.
So we've got critical thinking, personal autonomy, and societal clarity.
Yeah.
What about that fourth framework, exploring new perspectives?
Yeah.
What's Back to Front's take on that?
Okay.
And how does it fit into all of this? Okay. Exploring new perspectives, it sounds exciting, but also a little bit intimidating at the same time.
It's definitely both. It's kind of like stepping outside that comfort zone, you know, and looking at the world through a whole different lens.
Right.
Back to Front wants you to challenge those assumptions that you've always had and open yourself up to different ways of thinking and being.
Okay.
It's about realizing that your perspective is just one of many. Mm. And that there's so much to learn from other people who've had, you know, different experiences and viewpoints.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it also sounds like it could be kind of uncomfortable.
Sure.
What if those new perspectives challenge, you know, the beliefs you've always held?
Yeah.
What if you encounter ideas that you just completely disagree with?
Well, that's actually where the real growth happens.
Oh, okay.
Back to Front isn't about just blindly accepting every new perspective you come across, you know. Yeah. It's about engaging with those ideas critically, even the ones that make you a little uncomfortable.
I see.
It's about asking yourself, why do I feel this way?
Mm.
And what assumptions am I making? And is there another way to look at this?
So it's not about abandoning your own values,
right?
But more about expanding your understanding of the world and even of yourself.
Exactly.
It's about being more open-minded.
Yes.
And less rigid in your thinking.
That's it. And Back to Front gives you a bunch of resources to do just that.
Okay.
Their platform features all kinds of content from people with different backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences.
I see.
They even have a whole section for exploring different cultures, philosophies, and ways of thinking.
Oh, wow.
It's like a buffet of different perspectives. You can sample different ideas and see what you connect with.
I like that analogy as you're exploring those new perspectives. Mm. You might realize that some of your old beliefs just don't work for you anymore.
For sure.
You might even start to question things you used to just take for granted.
Well, that's just a natural part of the process.
Well, okay.
Back to Front emphasizes that personal growth is this journey, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about finding one perfect version of yourself.
Mm.
It's about being open to evolving and embracing change as you learn and grow.
It can be a bit scary. Letting go of old beliefs, stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
It's not always easy.
It's not.
But it sounds like it can be really rewarding.
It can be. When you open yourself up to new perspectives, it opens up the possibility of growth and change that you might never have imagined.
Wow.
It can lead to a deeper understanding of yourself, your values, your place in the world.
Yeah.
It can even lead to deeper, more meaningful relationships.
That's amazing. So exploring new perspectives is really about embracing what you don't know, challenging yourself, and allowing yourself to be changed by those experiences. It's about recognizing that we're all constantly evolving and that there's always something new to learn.
That's right. And Back to Front gives you the tools and the support to guide you.
Okay. So we've talked about critical thinking, personal autonomy, societal clarity, and exploring new perspectives. That's a lot. But there's one more framework you mentioned, designing a resonant life.
Mm.
What does that even mean? And how does it all tie together?
Well, this framework is about taking all those insights you've learned from the other frameworks
okay.
and using them to actually create a life that reflects who you truly are and what really matters most to you.
Right.
It's about aligning your actions, your relationships, your career, everything with your core values. So your life feels like a true expression of yourself.
So it's not just about changing your mindset.
Right.
It's about making real changes in your life.
Yes, it is.
What are some examples of what that might look like?
Well, it could be a lot of things, you know, like changing your career or going after a creative passion that you have.
Yeah.
Or setting boundaries in your relationships. It's about taking what you've learned about your values and priorities and actually putting them into action in your everyday life.
Does Back to Front give any advice on how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. They have all kinds of practical tips on goal setting and habits and time management, even on building a supportive community.
Okay.
They know that making those changes can be tough, so they give you a roadmap and a support system to help you along the way.
That community aspect seems to be a big part of Back to Front.
It is.
It's not just about changing yourself. It's also about connecting with others who are doing the same thing.
That's right. They have forums online and social media groups, and they even do in-person events sometimes.
Oh, wow.
They really believe that having a supportive community is so important for getting through the tough parts and celebrating the good parts, you know?
Yeah, it can feel really lonely to go through this kind of change by yourself.
It can.
It really helps to have people who get what you're going through and can support you.
Totally. And that feeling of community can be really powerful.
For sure.
It shows you that you're not the only one, that there are others out there questioning things, embracing who they are, and creating lives that feel meaningful.
Yeah.
It's about creating a ripple effect and, you know, inspiring others to do the same.
So Back to Front is about more than just personal growth.
Yeah.
It's about creating a whole movement, a shift that could lead to a better world for everyone.
That's a great way to put it. Imagine a world where everyone felt like they could be themselves, follow their passions, and challenge those old rules that hold us back.
That's what Back to Front is aiming for.
Yes.
That's a really powerful and inspiring vision.
Yeah.
It's been so fascinating talking about all this with you. Now that we've come to the end of our Back to Front deep dive, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this?
If there's one thing I hope they remember, it's this. You have the power to change your perspective. You have the power to question what society tells you to do, to decide what success means for you, and to create a life that feels real and fulfilling. It might not be easy, but it's definitely possible. And Back to Front can give you the tools, the resources, and the community to help you every step of the way.
That's a great message to end on. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep turning those looking glasses around.